Cool. So because in the holiday time erased everything that we did before, should we do a bit of a rewind? Okay, wiki, here we go. So what we did in the first week is that we said our mission is to make earth look more like heaven. So this place looking more like God's place. And if you remember when Imta was preaching, he spoke about the vision, which is Jesus, obsessively, undeniably, and dangerously Jesus. He saw an army of young people. This is a vision statement that some young guy wrote in the UK in the midst of a worship service, and he just scribbled it out. And so here's a 90-second piece of that. The sound of the underground, a sound of a new generation, a new army, a new way of being, a new way of living. We then, in the last week, just before we broke, we had a look at what pop songs say about heaven, and we weren't totally sure about what they were all saying, but it seemed like they had one message, didn't it? It was about relationships. It was about guy, girl, getting it on. I'm in heaven, girl, because I'm with you, you know? And heaven is this place on earth when, you know, we're like smooching and arm around each other. And I know that my wife walked in to our lounge yesterday and some young guy had his arm around my daughter. And she was like, do you want more Coke? And they both had full glasses of Coke. And that's all she could think of saying. And if I was there, I would have ripped the oak's neck off. And like, it's love, you know? It's like heaven on earth. We then had a look at what the Bible says about heaven. And we saw, oh, it's not just a romantic ideal. Hey, don't get me wrong. God invented this whole relational sex thing. So God's not like, hey, what you doing having sex? He's not like grumpy. You know, he invented it and then like, oh, I'm sorry I did that. No, it's cool. In the right place, in the right context, when you're 45. So we then looked at, if you're my daughter, if you're someone else's daughter, then like 20 is probably cool. What does the Bible say about heaven? Well, heaven is where God rules. It's his spot. No one challenges him. He's a ruler. What he says goes. You know, if he says, Mark, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Yes, sir. You say, I do. Secondly, we saw that heaven is where pain ends. It's the end of pain. There's no more pain. You won't hurt. Your heart won't be broken. Ooh, I'm so in love with you. Next week, my Facebook status changes. One of my other kids heard via his Facebook update yesterday that he's no more in relationship with someone. Let me pretend that it's Drew who said this, because otherwise I'm in big trouble. And that's not the best way to find that, you know, you've been dumped. Girls with someone else. Come on, girls. At least phone the guy. Sorry, dude. Don't do it on Facebook. Heaven is, there won't be any pain like that in heaven one day. How many of you have experienced pain like that? Hands up if you've experienced pain in relationships. Come on. Come on, the rest of you, pretending. Pain in relationships. Okay, all of you who've caused pain in relationships, put your hands up. That's the rest of you. Heaven is where pain ends. Heaven is where angels serve. They go and serve and they do stuff, you know. Heaven is where wealth flows. We started this morning with Andrew saying, how many of you like moolah? Hey, we all like money. Come on, man. A little bit of money, you know? But in heaven, there's no issue. Wealth is everywhere. Streets are gold. I'll sell a bit of my pavement when I get to heaven, and I'll have, like, lots of money, you know? And we also saw, lastly, that heaven is where joy exists. It's, like, joyful, and it's fun, and it's not, like, boring and grumpy and stuff. And then we got into some small groups, if you remember, and we said that bringing heaven to earth means things like sharing your food with someone, bringing a smile to someone's face, giving to someone who's in need, and praying for someone to be healed. Jeez, man, we came up with about 60 things, but that's just like...